can learn a lot about a society from what the great and the good are offended by, or at least what they presume good and upstanding citizens should be offended by. Somewhere on Peter Jackson's very crowded dance card this year is producing a remake of The Dam Busters, a 1954 British war film based on the true story of the RAF's 617 Squadron, their role in the development of the bouncing bomb that was used in Operation Chastise, the attack on the Ruhr dams in Germany. With a budget of over $60 million, a script by the tweet-tastic Stephen Fry, and production values and effects that should be typically state-of-the-art given Jackson's involvement, I'm intrigued. But not so much as I am by the shadow cast over this production by a black Labrador that died over 60 years ago. Nigger was the unfortunately named mascot of the squadron, who posthumously provided the code name of one of the main targets of the attack. Not surprisingly, his name popped up 12 times in the original film, and featured prominently in the 1951 book by Paul Brickell on which a film was based. Now, I've some sympathy with the political correctness gone mad camp. After all, it may be offensive, but it was the dog's name. But I have to wonder how vocal they'd be if Wing Commander Guy Gibson had named his dog using a certain word that began with C, rhymed with hunt, and according to research conducted by the BSA 2 years ago, is the most offensive swear word to New Zealanders. I suspect historical verisimilitude would promptly have been told to bugger off. Yes, the oversensitivity over a dog's name is absurd, especially from American studios where today black actors still struggle to get out of the pimps and crack ho ghetto. But it's hardly political correctness gone mad either to say that there are some places nostalgia shouldn't go, and casual racial slurs aren't cool.